WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, where we're all about staying calm, in control, and courageous every single day. Now, today's topic hits close to home for all of us relationships. Whether it's with your partner, your family, or even just the annoying coworker who leaves their coffee mugs in the break room sink, come on, people. The communication is key. But let's be real. Sometimes conversations can feel like walking a tightrope over a pit of misunderstandings and hurt feelings. So how do we navigate those choppy waters of grace and build stronger connections? That's where mindful communication comes in. It's not about being perfect or always agreeing, it's about being present, intentional, and truly listening to the other person. And trust me, this stuff is game-changing. You'll be surprised how much less stress you feel, how much better your relationships are, and even how much more joy you find in those everyday interactions. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will level up your communication game. 1. Active listening is king. Ever felt like you were talking to a brick wall? Yeah, me too. But active listening means putting down your phone, making eye contact, and really focusing on what the other person is saying. It's about understanding their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want to be that friend who always interrupts or just waits for your turn to speak. We all crave feeling heard, right? So let them finish the thought, ask clarifying questions, and show genuine interest in what they have to say. 2. Check your inner critic at the door. Before launching into a conversation, take a moment to pause and check those negative thoughts. Are you jumping to conclusions? Assuming the worst? Take a deep breath, let go of those assumptions, and approach the situation with an open mind. You'll be surprised how much more productive and positive the conversation becomes. 3. Embrace as statements. Ever notice how saying you always, or you never, can instantly shut down a conversation? Yeah, not a good look. Instead, try using as statements like I feel frustrated when, or I need. This focuses on your own experience and emotions without blaming the other person. It's less accusatory and creates a more collaborative space for dialogue. 4. Be direct but kind. Don't beat around the bush. Be honest about your needs and feelings, but always do so with respect and kindness. Remember, clear communication is essential for healthy relationships. Think of it like this. Would you rather have someone sugarcoat things and leave you feeling confused or frustrated? Or would you rather have them be upfront and honest, even if it's a little tough to hear? Being direct doesn't mean being rude, it means being clear and compassionate. 5. Practice patience. Let's face it, communication isn't always smooth sailing. Sometimes misunderstandings happen, emotions run high, and things can get a little messy. But that's okay. The key is to practice patience with yourself and the other person. Take breaks when needed, allow for different perspectives, and remember that healthy relationships are built on understanding and compromise. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner. You both have had long days, you're feeling tired, and there's a simmering tension in the air. Instead of letting that frustration boil over into an argument, try practicing mindful communication. Really listen to what your partner is saying, acknowledge their feelings, even if you don't agree with them, and express your own needs clearly and calmly. You might be surprised how much easier it is to connect and resolve the issue peacefully. So remember, active listening changes everything. Check those negative thoughts before they take over. As statements are your best friend. Be direct but kind honesty with a heart. Practice patience, understanding, and compromise. These 5 key takeaways can be game changers for your relationships, making them stronger, more fulfilling, and less stressful. Want to hear more about mindful communication? Check out the show notes for some helpful resources and links. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little communication boost. You never know. You might be changing their life. And don't forget to leave us a review if you enjoyed the show. It really helps us grow. Until next time, stay calm, stay in control, and keep practicing that mindful communication magic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.